Here's a wacky idea. It would be cool to apply it if you're leading a family, an office team, a choir, etc. I draw it from a school setting, so it would certainly apply there, but also to larger organizations, and most certainly to companies. Steve Phelps crystallized it for me. He's an amazing leader, the president of Bishop O'Dowd High School in Oakland, California. The school wowed me from my first steps in, and the things that amazed me about it nearly all bore Steve's fingerprints. There are two things I invite you to consider transplanting as you look at the place you run. First, Steve has a relentless belief that what his students need and his families expect is changing faster than anyone can keep up with. Take the most obvious example. Technology has changed work and life so that it is vastly, vastly different than it was when I came into the professional world 25 years ago. The pace has doubled or tripled when it comes to learning, news cycles, competitive change, how relationships are built and social networks are formed. Even family life is being transformed. In this time, teaching kids in five rows of five desks with set curricula, multiple choice tests, even spaced periods, and 40-year veteran teachers is presumptively, though not irrefutably, crazy. That's why Steve has 30 international students, a professional musician who teaches digital music lab. Every kid has a laptop. 10 classes so far are offered digitally. Classes are 80 minutes long because students learn better that way. 20-minute breaks are designed for what we now know about the brain. The changes just keep coming at O'Dowd. Steve's eyes are always open. He's reading about marketing, about colleges, about leadership, and especially about technology to keep his eyes on the relevant changes. It's darn hard to change a school. There are a lot of moving parts to keep a school machine oiled and engaged. In this case, 1,200 students, 2,000-some parents, 200-some staff, almost 60 teams, and 50-plus other clubs. And that's the other big takeaway and the wacky idea for you. Steve is expected and allowed to continually stress what is at O'Dowd in order to make it become what it must become if it is to serve students well for this time. And Pam Shea, the principal, keeps the school running every day as she works with Steve to implement a whole new future, to build a bridge as they're walking across it. So who in your family has such responsibility for the future? Not doing things the way your parents did, but preparing your kids for a new world. Who is seeing the 8-year-old daughter, but is fixed on seeing the 15-year-old within her? Who's reading about online learning, online relationships, and organizations like freelancer.com? Who in your choir is exploring the internet tools, from vocal warm-ups to musical meetups? Who on your business team is not waiting for the CEO to say what's going to be different at Acme Corp., but is on their own team already stressing the current practices and structures to create more efficiency and more relevance? If we're going to embrace inevitable change and adapt and prosper within it, we've got to A, create an inner mindset that is relentless about learning and change, and B, charge people with a special duty to look to the future and change. Or like countless schools, companies, or other organizations, we will wither. Like countless teams, we'll be seen as inefficient, obsolete, or just not affordable. How could you get wacky about driving change to lead with your best self?